We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
By now you should have downloaded the Radio.com app. It's the only way to listen to The Ticket on your smart device. Sometimes the mice that run around the wheel that keep the stream going on strike go on strike, and our stream goes down like a soccer player flopping. If that happens...
By the way, I changed this, so you obviously didn't get the new copy.
No. If that happens, just email support at radio.com immediately.
What he did just there was throw Robbie under the bus,
yep.
Because that's what he does.
Yep.
He's a bus thrower.
That tells the suits to fix it. The Ticket, a radio.com sports station.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
All right. It's hashtag third hour. We roll on. A beautiful Friday here at the Hard Rock. We love the Hard Rock. We love when you guys come out to the Hard Rock and say hello. This place is amazing. There's another new wall. They put this.
By the way, I could see past one of the walls.
I know.
When you come in.
Yep.
It's all casino.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. There's so much action here, Robbie. You can't even believe it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous.
I have to put my name in there. I have to wait an hour and a half before. I can't do it now. It's too early.
The other thing you got going on here, you got a new member offer for table games, Seminole. Hard Rock has live blackjack 24/7. Sign up to be a new wild card member and receive $100 match play table games. Visit the Players Club for more details.
Hey, Leroy, check. You want? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Robbie. Go ahead.
I was saying, I just sent the updated liner of that version. I don't know if you got it yet, but I think you should read this Beast brand new updated version of that.
Oh, I would love to. Let's hear what he's got.
By now, you should have downloaded the Radio.com app. It's the only way to listen to the Ticket on your smart device. We realize that there are times when the stream goes down, nothing's perfect, well, except for the 72 Dolphins. Oh, my goodness.
Jesus, Beast.
So if the stream drops, help us out and email support at radio.com immediately. That lets the corporate peeps know we got a problem. The Ticket, a radio.com sports station.
How inefficient are these liners? Hey,
-1.
How about this, Beast? Download the radio.com app now. If it doesn't work, email support at radio.com and we'll get it fixed as soon as possible. The Ticket, a radio.com sports station. Why the jokes?
That has no personality.
Why the dot, dot, dots?
We are we're the station with personality.
This?
We have personality, man. We got to have personality.
This looks like it was written by Larry Zonka. What are we doing?
How long
before you're going to write a new one?
2-3 months.
I mean, come on, man. Just keep it generic. We'll go it out on the fly. Just tell people, download the radio.com app. If you want our podcast, download the radio.com app. You get it there.
No. I would appreciate if you didn't write little booklets.
Yeah, can we get a couple liners that are just one, that are actually liners?
We have to have fun, man. We have to have a
little
fun.
No.
Fun and sponsors.
We don't, because we've been doing the mice line for 5 months now.
Sometimes the mice stop running, and Larry Zonka is there, and Mercury Morris eats the mouse. Support at radio.com. Brr, brr, brr. Suit, suit, suit.
I got to tell you, Beast.
Yeah.
Not some of your best work.
And I love, too, that he comes thundering and he goes, wait, I rewrote it. I made a Zonka joke.
72 Dolphins.
Unbelievable.
You know, I was the only one that was alive. So it's probably not going to be that funny.
Yeah. Well.
Their stream never went down.
You weren't even alive, Beast. Nor did you care about the Dolphins.
Nothing's perfect. You guys, except, do you remember those 19...
Do you think somebody who rooted for the 72 Dolphins even has an app? What the hell is wrong with you? Just keep it simple, man. You don't have to over-cute things all the time.
That's what the boss wants me to do, make the station have personality.
Come on, man.
Really?
Because he thought that he wrote really witty liners, so he wants me,
he think that?
Does
he think that? Yes. Really?
I think.
Listen.
He just tricked you into doing more work, dummy.
I can't wait till Zaslow reads that liner.
Oh, my God.
Because Zaslow, by the way, Zaslow is probably the oldest of all of us.
Oh, no, Zaslow think that's funny. That's in his wheelhouse of jokes.
Zaslow and Joe Rose probably have coffee together.
I have no comment.
Well, I'm just saying that Zaslow is like, he's like an old guy.
Right. Well, he would appreciate the humor in that liner.
Except he wasn't alive.
Maybe I'll put some Pearl Jam in there.
I'm sure if this was in Cleveland,
don't even get the point.
We know the streets
are
perfect.
The Browns actually won a football.
I just don't even get the point of it.
Not like even flow.
I don't even get the point of it. Like, why not just, if you're going to do these liners, can't we actually just tell people stuff that matters? Like, hey, go download our podcast and subscribe and do this. And like mice,
you know,
and 72 dolphins. Like, why?
You know what? Next time you renegotiate your contract, I'm going to have that liners put in your contract. You can write them.
What does that mean?
Have you do it.
But like, what does that mean, though?
Just add one more thing.
You need me to do more creative things for the station? Let's get to headlines.
I thought that was pretty creative.
It wasn't.
No. This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Do we get to see the mice at the new building? We moved there. We get to see the mice spinning the wheel.
We get to see a lot more than mice. Trust me. There's a lot going on across the street. Anywho, we have we've got
said anywho.
Minus one.
Oh, damn it.
Minus one.
I did, didn't I? That's horrible. Marlins and Mets tonight. Starting the series, Marlins Park. Spider Watch continues. It will be Trevor Richards on the hill for the fish. Jake DeGrom counters on the slab for the Mets 7-10 your first pitch. We have NBA basketball tonight as the action shifts east to the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee up 1-0 over Toronto. That's in Milwaukee at 8:30. We have Western Conference action in the NHL, 8 p.m. St. Louis and San Jose. San Jose up 2-1 there. The injury to Kevin Durant's calf seems to be a little bit more serious than they thought. They've declared him out for game 4 as well, and maybe after that. And the new story that everyone is talking about is Dabo Swinney.
Dabo.
He has a new thing in his contract where if he goes to Alabama, there's an extra $2 million buyout, and he's like, I'm never going to coach at Alabama.
It's never been said before by a coach.
Not going to go there. Why would I go to Alabama? Just because I could play there and
coach
there.
Why would he go to Alabama?
Hold on. You understand how college football works at schools like Alabama. If they want Dabo Swinney,
they get him.
They're going to pay the extra $2 million.
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
So
that's,
that is like the dumbest thing to have in a contract, because the person that's going to pay or buy his contract out is not going to care about the extra $2
million. No, Clemson's basically like, we'll get an extra $2 million out of this deal.
Yeah, but he's not going to replace Saban until he dies. So like,
you think Saban's going to coach till he dies?
100%, yeah.
How long
Leroy, you know Saban. Is he coaching till he dies?
How long did Joe Pa?
Joe Pa coached till he died.
Took it away from him.
Well, they took it away from him, he died after he stopped coaching.
Well, like within a year, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But he also had like a whole shame scandal that was around him, too.
Nick Saban, you know, it's like it's hard to tell with older coaches sometimes.
He's what, 68?
He's been going along and hasn't missed a beat for so long that you don't know what he's feeling or how he's thinking. You know, is it wearing on him or not? It doesn't look like it.
You think he's still doing as much, or does he delegate to the 700 staff?
No. Guys like that, they enjoy doing that stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, why won't anybody stay there? You know what I mean? It's like no coaches stay there.
Somebody texted on the text line, Tobin, now you know how old Roms feels after you dump him on the air. That's not the same thing. Romberg actually said a four-letter word that you can't say on the air.
That's not the same thing.
No, it's not. It is not the same thing.
I like how he was like, man, you guys are so PC, bro.
Bro, you can't. What do you mean I can't say that word? I don't know, Romberg. There's like three words you can't say. That's all I'm asking.
Dad covered two of them.
What do we got this golf thing, man? What's going on there?
Oh, yeah. Let's go to the golf. And it's brought to you by the five folks at Miami-Dade. What can I read the thingy? Golf Miami-Dade, save $5 in your next round using promo code MAJOR. Visit golfmiamidade.com for tee times. And don't forget to use the promo code MAJOR to save $5 in your next round. Golfmiamidade.com. Leroy.
You know, I didn't say anything. And you said, can I finish?
I don't know. Okay. I'm shook now.
Here's all you need to know.
As you should be.
Right now, there's a train. And he's running away with it. Mm. Brooks Koepka is 3-under after four holes.
Can he be caught?
Well, Jordan Spieth is done. Dustin Johnson is done. Daniel Berger is done. Tommy Fleetwood is only on 7. You got Adam Scott, Eric Van Ruyen. Most those guys are still on the board, but that's 2-under. Okay? Chez Reavie is 2-under. He's in 7, a tie for 7. But right now, can anybody catch him? No, because nobody's playing as good as he is, and he's not letting up.
Where's Tiger?
Tiger was 3-over last I checked. He is now 3-over. He's 1-over for the day. So, yeah, man.
13 back's not that bad.
Huh? He's tied with Rory.
He's hovering over the cut.
Yeah, the cut's going to be it used to be there's some tournaments, some majors, they do 10 shots of the lead and top 70. So he's within the cut now.
I bet Tiger's never missed a cut right after finishing winning a major. Like, I know he's missed cuts for the majors before, but I bet it's never happened right after just winning the Masters.
Excuse my golf ignorance on this, but of like multiple people have the cut line, right? If you have the same
everybody
score,
makes it.
Everybody makes it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I was about to say, does Ty always go to Tiger?
No. And in regular tournaments, if they have too many guys, they have an additional cut on Saturday.
Like, for example, like Adam Long. They're like, listen, Adam, valiant effort today, +3. But listen, Tiger's also +3. And, well, you know. Sorry.
No, everybody.
Adam Gase is the tournament director of the PGA Championship.
Everybody makes it, and then they pair up because once they have a cut, there's not as many guys. They start off with 100 and, I want to say, 56? Start off with 156 guys. Morning wave, evening wave, first 2 days. In the evening, they just have tee times. So depending on what the tee times are or how many people make the cut, that's when the tee times start. Or if there's a boatload of guys, then they go double tees. But they don't try not to do that in majors.
By the way, how about a Rich Beam? Like, not many of you know who he is, but he was a huge bet to not make the cut. He was like -1,000 to not make the cut. And he's only 4-over. He's threatening to make the cut. It could be a huge payout for
what
somebody.
What hole is he on?
He is through. He's done. Huh.
So he's +4 and done?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, no, +3 is the cut line.
Correct, yeah.
Because I'm looking at his top.
He needs two guys to bomb.
No, more.
More than that.
How many guys are?
There are a lot of guys at 3-over. Wow.
Right, but how many guys? It goes by top. I want to say top 70 in ties or top 60 in ties. So
yeah, like Rich Beam right now is tied for 75th. Rich Beam.
Yeah.
I know, but the guys in front of him are all tied for 56. So
that means there's 74 guys.
Yeah.
Right, 74 guys at three over or better.
Correct.
So, no.
Ooh, did you guys see this?
No. What did we see?
You're gonna like this, all right?
Please, wait. So, wait. I need to get ready for it.
Okay.
Okay. What page should I open? Should I open the shenanigans page? Should I open the carp page? Or should I open the strange story page?
Not strange story. It's a great story. I haven't read it yet. But, boys.
It's a great story, but you haven't read it.
Wait, give me the headline.
Bruce Feldman has wrote this Kane story.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Titled,
I haven't read it yet.
At Miami, The Search for Lost Swag.
Oh, that's a movie. That should be a movie.
Did he write the book?
Johnny Depp should be in that movie.
Wow. Ooh.
Manny Diaz would be coming in on his pirate ship.
You know, I think Keanu Reeves could play Manny Diaz after he's done playing John Wick.
Really? He is the worst actor there is.
What are you talking about?
Every single movie he's made, he talks the same.
Oh, he'd be a great.
He's monotone.
He'd be a great Manny Diaz.
He would not be a good Manny Diaz.
Hey, he was already Shane Falco.
Wait. The only thing he does is remember his lines, because he sounds like the same guy that was in Matrix, the same. You're telling me every movie he was in.
I like Keanu Reeves.
The best. If we could have gotten a 1974 Al Pacino, that would have been
lucky?
A great Manny Diaz.
He's what? Look, what? What? Here. You want Scarface Pacino to play Manny Diaz? What are you doing there?
No, like it's 1974 Al Pacino.
Here.
What? That doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even sound like Pacino.
A young Pacino would be a good Diaz, I'm telling you.
Minus one. That's a terrible choice.
No, it's not. Why?
Minus one.
Why
Let's
me?
Let's get back to Keanu Reeves, who you seem to think
why do I get minus one?
Is a great thespian.
Oh, yeah.
He is not.
Dude,
there's
remember
a
when he did the thing?
There's a
you want Neo to play Manny Diaz, and you
there's
don't get minus one.
There's a difference in being a good actor and making good movies.
He's a good movie star.
Yes. Not necessarily a great actor.
Whatever.
Dude's a,
it's all the same to me.
I can take him out and plug him in a different hole, a different movie, and all you got to do is put some hair on his face.
They are coming out with Bill and Ted's 3. That's where it all started.
Coming out what?
Bill and Ted's 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, reading an excerpt about Alonzo Highsmith explaining.
Am I the only one that thinks he's a mumble actor?
I mean, he's just the same guy in different outfits.
Right, the same inflection, the same everything.
Yeah, no, he's the same guy.
Oh, man, he had to have command of the huddle as Shane Falco.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he took over from Martell.
Who was that Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, he crossed back and he was terrible.
Yeah. Well,
Falco Dennis comes Quaid, in at halftime and saves
Dennis,
the day.
Dennis Quaid played that quarterback too. Dennis Quaid was in Any Given Sunday.
Dennis Quaid played a quarterback.
Wait,
in Any
was
Given
it Dennis
Sunday?
Quaid? I forget. Or am I
getting it? No, it wasn't Dennis Quaid. Was it Martell?
No, Dennis Quaid played Dan Marino.
Oh, that's right.
I mean,
Dennis Quaid made Dan Marino. That's
Dan
right.
Marino.
Correct. Yes.
The guy's name wasn't Dan Marino, but it was Dan Marino.
Correct.
Brett Cullen is the guy who played Eddie Martell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, got my football movies mixed up.
You guys want to hear this? It's a quote from Alonzo Highsmith in the story about swag.
Yes, please.
Swag is watching Michael Irvin running routes wearing a 30-pound weight vest after practice in 100% humidity. Swag is running
Was
hills.
It raining?
Hold on. I don't know. It didn't say that in the story.
Because that's 100% humidity.
Swag is running hills at Tropical Park after you've done all your work with the strength coaches. It's the whole team showing up to run in combat boots on the beach. That's swag. It's never missing practice. It's practicing like every other day is your last.
That is swag.
Here.
That is swag.
That is swag.
He is right.
You know
he
what's
is
even
so
more
right.
swag?
What?
Being able to do that on Saturday.
Beat the Gators and not lose 60-0.
Oh, gosh.
See, sometimes
you guys are disrespectful.
You guys are making a terrible assumption, right? Here's the assumption that everybody makes. You're basically saying if the Canes do all those things, they're going to be better because they've done all those things.
Yeah. I thought Mark Richt gave a great speech about swag.
That's not true. You know why? Because you still need talent. And sometimes you can only go as far as your talent can take you. And if you don't have talent, all that swag that you're talking about means nothing. So,
I mean, it doesn't mean nothing.
Yes, it does.
Swag's got a block.
It means you're a bad player, but you're in shape. That's what it means. Like, okay.
Sad trombone.
I want to see what kind of talent.
Didn't realize the brass section was in here on Friday.
No, really. The reality of it. Everybody says, oh, he's doing this. He's working extra. He's doing that. He's doing it. Okay, that doesn't mean he could play better. Stop making it sound like if these guys do all that. Now,
what do you think people are more sick of?
Do they have talent?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
What do you think people are more sick of hearing in this town? Heat culture or swag?
Swag.
Heat culture.
Swag.
Swag.
Wow, you say heat culture?
Yeah.
No. Oh, did they drop again?
Yep.
Well, that's good because we were late for break anyway, so we'll be back after this on the ticket.
Listen to my boy Tobin break everything down from this weekend in boxing. and MMA on Fighters Fury live at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, right here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, a radio.com station.
All right, I put out an official poll, Leroy. All right?
Yes.
What are you more sick of hearing about, Heat culture or Kane swag?
Heat culture.
All right? You can get it at @Brendan_Tobin on Twitter, or I retweeted at 790 The Ticket. You guys can find
here,
it there as well.
Let's figure this out.
I mean, swag. The swag has been going on for like 20 years.
It was a year and a half ago. They were 10-0. Right?
Yep.
Just a year and a half ago.
Right. With the coolest thing in sports, which
with
was
the coolest thing
chain
in sports. When was the last time the Heat went to playoffs?
Same time.
2 years ago.
No.
2 years ago.
Right, I know. So, yeah, everybody's saying, oh, we can get him here in Heat culture. Heat culture going to do this. Heat culture going to do that. Heat culture ain't getting your wins. Swag is like a different thing.
I don't understand, because you got done telling me how swag isn't a different thing, because you said that you just have guys that are in good shape but not good football players.
Right. No. But you asked me, I'm comparing the two.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't think either one of them is worth a damn if you don't have talent. But if I had to pick between the two, which one I'm tired of hearing, okay, I'm tired of hearing how Heat culture is going to make you a better player, okay? Heat culture, you're a good player. It can develop your talent, but Heat culture ain't going to make you a better
but
player.
But swagger? I mean, swagger is literally just like
doing it with an attitude. Right.
And confidence. Yeah,
Look, having confidence is part of being able to go out and perform.
Uh-huh.
So from that sense, but in the end, you're still going to need talent. If they don't have enough talent, if they don't have a competent quarterback, okay, they're going to get drug up by Florida. And swag ain't going to have nothing to do with that.
Nah, I think swag I'm more sick of, man. I feel like it's been a much longer rut if we're going to talk about when the Canes have actually mattered. Not like just getting to 10-0 against Notre Dame and then getting drugged by every other team after that.
Oh, we have a sophisticate chiming in. Swag is an attitude. Culture is a lifestyle.
Oh, wow. That's deep. Point for Texter.
Did you get a point? Yeah.
Point for Texter.
Point for Texter!
Hey, how many wins does Heat culture account for?
This year it accounted for 39.
It's 7-6. One 10-win season.
The last 5 years of Heat culture are under 500.
I think the Canes have had one 10-win season since 2003.
Oh. Jesus. And I've heard a lot of swag since then.
Huh?
A lot of swag talk since then.
Well, yeah, look.
A lot.
When the guys came from, what is it, Northeastern or South?
Oh, Northwestern, the number one recruiting class.
Swag.
Oh, my goodness. Number one recruiting class in the country. I would say, hey, man, let them play football before you make that determination.
Nah, swag, man.
And all we saw was loop balls, teardrops, and a pink suit for the Heisman ceremony.
Well, we didn't get to see the pink
Marcus
suit.
Marcus Forston.
It was theoretical.
Okay. I just remember going out to watch a Northwestern game, and Tommy Streeter, like, if the ball wasn't being thrown to Tommy Streeter, if he was supposed to go out and block, he just kind of stood there. And I was like, wait a minute. I thought this guy was supposed to be the best of the best.
Swag, yo.
Yep.
In 1 year.
Here, let me explain this to Dummy. Guy says, wait, Leroy just said Heat culture can develop your talent, but it won't make you better. Hence, your talent is your talent. Okay? But you can't make an all-star out of somebody who doesn't have all-star talent. So Heat culture may get you to work and be the best you, but it's not going to make you all of a sudden an all-star. See where I'm getting at?
I would just say, but overall, since...
Whereas, I'll give you a difference between swag and culture, okay? Culture is what the Heat think they did to revamp Hassan's career.
Correct.
Okay?
Which did it?
Swagger is something that Deion Waiters and Justice Winslow walk around with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Try telling them they ain't good. See what I'm saying?
Okay, but...
Good or not?
Deion Waiters' best season, he's always had that swagger.
Right.
His best season, what got him paid, was when he lost all that weight because of Heat culture.
Well, he got in shape. Yeah, but the talent has
boxed in.
No. The talent.
Boxed in.
You've been boxed.
You just boxed yourself in. You did, Playboy.
I did.
You just told me. Dion Waiters has been calling himself Kobe Wade since he was a youngin. But his best season was when he lost all that weight. He coached.
Okay, so he got in better shape. It didn't mean that he still couldn't be the player.
Who got him in better shape?
That's what culture does. But culture doesn't make Dion Waiters. Dion Waiters has always been a good shooter or a decent shooter.
He's been a decent shooter, but he became a more versatile scorer when he was thin under Heat culture. Then he became a fat cat.
Again, has nothing to do with he's always had that talent.
Nobody's saying they didn't have talent, but you said swagger. You said swagger is a confidence they walk around with, which is something he's always had.
Right.
But he got bounced from two teams before that with that same swagger.
Sure.
You know?
But that's it. Justice Winslow, that's swagger. That dude's confident.
Winslow culture.
Right. You see what I mean?
He's got his own culture.
Right. All right.
But ultimately, do you think of Alabama as a swagger team?
No, I think of them more as a culture team, and it's very evident by when a lot of those guys leave Alabama and get drafted, they suck in the NFL because they don't have talent.
I mean, they're like five-star recruits.
Five-star recruit.
I know that's overrated, but that does say something about their talent.
Look, you have.
You know who's got swagger? Christian Wilkins, he got swagger. From Clemson? Clemson's got a little bit of swagger.
Substitute teacher.
Yeah, but I mean, that comes from the coach, huh?
Yeah.
He's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Nick Saban won't allow swagger. If you show a.
Swagger not allowed.
If you show a lick of swagger, he's going to step over you.
Right. Culture is a myth. It's a word Heat fans use to pretend the team isn't average and makes us feel better.
Who's more bro-ish, the Heat,
Wade
the Heat culture people?
Culture, Waiters is swag.
Or the Canes swag people? Who are the guys that are more bro-ish?
Waiters. The swag people.
I think it's swag people.
Swag can get annoying. But the thing is that I don't necessarily think it doesn't. Like, to your point, I don't think it doesn't matter. Like, I do think that turnover chain and having that ability to get that spotlight, I do think that did matter. But I think that we think it matters way more to the winning than it really does.
Yes. Yes. You know, because in the end, you got to line up and beat the guy across from you.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the problem
This is what I think with the Heat, you kind of know what their players are and they are. Like, nobody's looked at the Heat and said, well, their culture is going to get them to title contention. I do think that the Canes fans have looked at their team and thought, oh, this team, if they just walk around with that swagger, they got the talent there also. They just don't have the swagger with those players. And I'm just like, nah, man. Like, this is just the players are the players. They're not missing a swagger. They're just not good enough. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, with that, people think like people feel like the Canes have been baking a cake and they've been missing some sprinkles. It's just like, nah, man, you just missed a lot of ingredients along the way.
Swag doesn't block.
Here's the thing. If you concede that Pat Riley made some mistakes signing some guys.
Yep.
Okay, then you will also concede how good this team really is.
This is a dead heat on my poll, Leroy. 50-50. Wow. That's crazy. Neck and neck.
How many votes?
I think that kind of means people are sick of both of them.
People are voting twice.
If you don't have an overwhelming favorite, I think this just means
people
are sick on both sides of them.
I would think that the Miami fans are going to say culture, and people who are mostly Heat fans are going to say swag because y'all haven't won anything.
Yeah, but there's both. I think the thing, like, for me, I'm a fan of both. I think the swagger thing is more ridiculous than the Heat culture. Because
really?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because I think the Canes fans look at swagger and they think that their players are elite players. They're just missing swagger.
No.
I swear to God.
I tried to preface that by saying.
I'm telling you.
That's not a thing.
Beast, you don't think that this has never been a thing on this team where people think, oh, they're just not allowed to have. Remember when Randy Shannon took the names off the back of the jersey?
Yeah,
they're like,
what are you doing?
You're not going to have them have their personality?
Yeah, I think looking back, there was people that said that. But, looking back now, I think that's stupid.
That was a whole thing with Mark Richt, like in his first.
They recruited guys that weren't for better.
Don't do it.
They recruited guys that weren't quote unquote Miami players. That's what they did. That's what
Cocky Canes fan is 100 times more annoying than Cocky Heat fan, and I'm both. That's what he said. But I will say this, is that I find that Miami fans are more unreasonable with it than Heat fans. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I think. Like, because I don't look at Heat culture, and I don't think that these players are going to take you over the top. The reason I think Heat culture is a benefit is because I do think there is something to your team being in better shape and your team working harder or those types of things, those, you know, taking charges and that stuff. Like, those are all fundamental things that do help you win.
Right.
It's not talent, but those are things that can actually be seen on the field. Like, Swagger's just personality. Like, it's just a thing.
But if you
it's a thing you just say.
Here's what you do. And people don't understand this about athletics in general, is that sometimes you can back your ass up to the edge of the box, right? Because you've talked so much trash.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to carry yourself and fight a certain way so you don't fall in that box. That's swag. Like, you're willing to put yourself out there to force yourself to perform. You understand? Like a guy saying, look, I know I'm better than you.
Like a Roy Jones.
Then you play. Right. Right.
But ultimately it was because Roy Jones had more physical gifts that he was allowed to get away with that stuff.
That's my point, is that what Highsmith is talking about, okay, back then, they could have swag because they were the best. Right? They were beating the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, but Highsmith is trying to tell you that it's also because they were running up hills in the rain.
You could put the little side.
That's what he put. That's what he said.
But look, there's some truth about teams that do stuff like that, right? Because it shows how committed you are to your brethren who are also going through the same thing. And one of the things I will say about Miami football is, for the most part, when you see Roms and guys that come back, they all pretty much have a relationship based on the relationship they had when they were here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. And so if you can get guys to do that, because it starts off like this. First, we, you know, work in the summer together, right? First, we have spring ball. First, we have the summer together. We work together. We go to classes together. We do all this. Then it gets time to play football. When you start playing football, I need to look at you and know that our relationship is such that I can hold you accountable for your actions on that field. Or as a team leader, I can come to you and say, this is the way we do things around here. And when you think of Miami in the past few years, you had a bunch of guys who thought they were leaders, but they weren't carrying themselves in a way that would have people follow them. So I get what he's saying. You know, he's talking about the smaller things that add up to the end. We're so confident with the work that we've put in, we can go and put it in your face. We gonna kick your butt.
We'll get your doom picks and wrap up the week when we come back after this. Ah, yes, it is time to get to our doom picks.
Am I in last place again?
No, you're good. You're
I think
in
it's
second
me.
Place.
Oh.
Right now, I have a poll out. What are you more sick of hearing about? Heat culture or Kane swag? And in the 30 minutes you've had of this poll, about 300 votes, 50-50.
Really?
50-50. Look at that.
So, don't mention either.
Wow.
Crazy.
I think there's guys with burner accounts that are voting on both sides.
What was your answer, Robbie?
I think it's swag. Swag goes far deeper than Heat culture has only been annoying for maybe about 2 or 3 years. Swag's been going on for like 15, 16
it's
years.
It's a new kind of annoying.
Play the horn. Like, that's like even. Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
Oh, man.
You got, look, from now on, you want to call me a Miami hater, but damn. Robbie has
he's self-hating. Like he's that's going.
I love the Canes.
He is a self-hating Canes fan.
But I only deal with truth and science. It's the only two things I know.
we got to make truth and science shirts.
Truth and science.
All right, Robbie, go ahead, man.
All right, so I already have a bet with yesterday's PGA Championship starting with the total score be under 272.5. That was my pick. I picked under. And I have Game of Thrones. Will there be any nudity in the final episode? I'm not rooting. I'm not going to be the guy that roots against nudity. I'm going yes. Even though we might know in the opening credits, if there's no end for nudity, that's already a loser.
I know. It's a tough one.
I would bet no.
I mean, there's a big – usually when there's a big battle coming up, what do you do before a big battle?
Well, I mean, I would – normally I would say like John and Daenerys are going to shtup one more time, but, you know, I don't.
No, he's already shot her down, man. That's over. That's over. Over.
And my other bet is Game of Thrones, who will rule Westeros at the end of Season 8? And my choices are Bronn Stark at -450 versus The Field. Now, a lot of it's fake Field. Like, you know, they have Littlefinger on there. Like, you know, he's dead. He's
Davos. Is Davos on?
Davos is on there. But I like Arya anyways. I would never give 450. I think it's a trick because you got to remember, these bets are capped. These bets are capped, and you can only bet so little on some of these bets. But you could bet as much as you want on Bronn. So they want to take big bets from people betting on Bronn. And then there's a scam here going on. I'm going to take The Field. I think it's going to be Arya at +3,500.
All right, Beast, what do you got, man?
All right, well, the only bet I have left, because I already took...
You lost yesterday.
I lost yesterday's basketball game. I have under 7.5 as far as golfers finishing at under par in the PGA Championship. So the
You're going to win that one.
So the only one I have left to make is Derby horses versus The Field in the Preakness. Now, I really like Improbable, but... You know, strange things have happened in horse racing recently, so I will take The Field.
All right.
That's probably a good bet.
Leroy, what do you got, man?
All right, I got tomorrow's Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Warriors and Trailblazers. Trailblazers are favored by 2.5. I'll take the Trailblazers.
Wow.
Oh, really?
And then I have Game of Thrones. Will Jon Snow kill Daenerys
Targaryen?
Who's that now?
Khaleesi, she's the dragon mama.
Khaleesi is that's
yeah.
That's
she's Khaleesi? A dragon queen.
Yeah, dragon queen.
Oh, yes.
Really? All right. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. The dragon. He killed a dragon too. There's gonna be no dragons.
I think he's too. I think he's.
You can't be no dragons. There's no more Game of Thrones. Dragons are done.
He's been so smitten with her. You're my queen. You're my queen.
Yep. Okay. Wait. Out.
All right.
And will Tyrion Lannister survive final season? Who's that?
That's the dwarf.
Little person. He will. Yes.
Really? Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. A lot of people have him going first.
Want me to tell you why?
Be off.
You want to be the movie that kills the only little person in your movie?
I mean, I guess that's fair. He is the lead star.
He is. I mean,
I'm keeping it real. Keeping it real. Do you want to be the producer or the writer that offs the only little person on your show?
I mean, I feel like no one's safe in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like
I told you, who's gonna win? The guy who's least likely to fight.
Yeah, the guy in the wheelchair.
Yes.
All right, here's what I got.
He's going to get up like Kaiser Sose and walk, and the credits is going to come off, and he's going to walk and put his watch on.
I picked yesterday.
Oh, sorry. No electricity.
With
no
a Starbucks
water.
Cup?
I picked this yesterday. PGA winner, will they be USA or The Field? I went with USA because I'm American. Will the winner be in the final group? Yes or no? I'm going to go yes.
Which sucks.
I got a break on that one yesterday. You guys should have made me pick it. Sorry.
And he's got a 5-shot lead.
Not gonna.
That sucks.
Not gonna lie. Hey. I kind of got away with one there.
Hey, that sucks.
We never said you could or couldn't. We were just debating it, and then we just got sidetracked, and you never made the pick.
Well, sorry. Anyway, in the final one, I got Raptors at Bucks tonight. Milwaukee is a 6.5-point favorite. Kind of feel like the Bucks are going to kick their ass tonight. Giannis wasn't all Giannis last time out. They did get a big game from Splash Mountain, but I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'm going to go with the Bucks. Feel fine about it, and that's what we'll go with that for that. All right. And those are Doom Picks for this week, everybody. Thank you to everybody who voted on our poll. One guy who wanted to add that he's personally sick of Juntos Miami, the Marlins slogan.
Is that a thing?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's their hashtag this year.
I thought it was just last year was just getting started.
If you put Juntos Miami, you get a little Marlins logo next to it, and he's personally sick of that.
I mean,
stupid.
But
you should change it to Spider
Watch. That would mean you're at least paying attention to the Marlins.
I guess so.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know nothing about that because guess what? If you can't score a couple of runs every now and then, I'm probably not going to pay attention.
They kept me in for a little bit this week with Tommy Hutton in the booth, but it's tough sledding, man.
He can't save it all.
You can, yeah, the goat can only do so much. I love Tommy Hutton.
Can they change their hashtag so instead of a little Marlins thing, you get a spider emoji when you type that hashtag?
I mean, I suppose we could just put, like, Juntos Spider Watch.
and then
just put a spider emoji next to it. But, yeah, Robbie, I mean, that's something. You shouldn't have any slogans. No slogans, no interviews on slogans, no about your marketing department.
And it's okay to put the thumbs down. You know, when you lose 12-0 in a game, you don't have to tweet about it, you know. You don't have to – what was that tweet they did with in that one Mets game where they're like, oh, don't want to talk about it?
They're like, let's move on from this one. Let's never speak of this again. It's like, all right,
it's
guys.
Like Beast being cute with the liners.
Exactly. I agree.
Hey.
I'm going no trombone to needed there.
If I call on Monday morning – y'all know what happened.
Bad things?
Well, no. I'm just pooped.
You're too exhausted to do this.
Wait. You think there's a chance you won't be in Monday because of the issues at the wedding?
Might be some wedding crashers?
Let me explain to you how things like this work. First of all, okay, wedding is going to start at 2 or 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
What time you think people going to leave my house?
11.
I'm going to say 1 in the morning. 2 okay. in the morning?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You guys will be up to listen to Fighters Fury at 10?
No. It's on Sunday.
Wedding's
Saturday.
On Sunday.
Oh,
that's why
the wedding is on Sunday.
Yeah, that's why he might not be in on tomorrow. Monday.
No. Is there going to be a cook-off at this wedding?
Oh, gosh.
No cook-offs. I'm the only cook. Know why?
Because of me. I ruined the game.
You killed it.
BD.
Hey,
and his bum-ass chicken.
Robbie and Leroy, I sent you all the Preakness gambling stuff.
All right. I might be a little out of it, but I'll try to get to it because I got a graduation tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Might be at the GS tomorrow. Well, making some bets on these races.
Robbie, you need to come in thundering hard.
Oh, well, we're gonna have some picks. We're going to have some winners.
Okay.
Are you going to Gulfstream tomorrow, Robbie?
Yeah, I might be out there.
That's the GS, man.
Are you taking your...
I didn't want to say the name out loud because you guys are at the Hard Rock, which is a great place to be.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. They don't have horses, though.
You can't
right,
bet on the
yeah,
horses.
That's all right. There's no horses.
Not a competitor.
Although I could be in my TwinSpires app at the Hard Rock.
Trust
then you can't get your money.
Trust me, we're at the Hard Rock right now. They're slammed right now.
Right. They don't, like...
Business is a
and
booming.
And guess what? You can't win 150 grand for... $300.
No, but you can get $1,000 every 30 minutes if you come here for your hot hand.
Yep. Do they have that watching horses?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Just saying.
High horse. Every 30 minutes.
We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.